Let's pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us in this moment, that our eyes may see Jesus, and that we might be one with him in his suffering, even as St. James was one with him in his suffering. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The old man's hair tumbles down past his shoulders. His beard falls down his chest like a tangle of wild vines, a symbol, an indication of a Nazarite vow. He hobbles into the holy place of the temple. This James, this Yaakov, as the Hebrews call him, a pastor of priests nod as he passes. This sectarian bishop who has pastored the church in Jerusalem for 30 years, even though he is a part of that strange Nazarene community, he is still gentle, pious, one whose faith cannot be denied. The priests smile as the man lowers himself on his thin limbs to the floor, to that marble floor in the holy place. He grunts and rubs his arthritic knees, the dull ache, his knees. The priests smile. James' knees, a topic of admiring conversation. The mass of calluses, almost camel-like in their appearance. 30 years he has fallen to this stone floor on his knees on this very spot. 30 years have made their mark. James, the camel knee, always praying here in the temple. James, who prays more than Hanan ben Hanan, the high priest. A fact not lost on the high priest. Rasped words whisper their way to the priests as they trim the candelabra and replace the showbread. The old man is praying, Lord, have mercy on your people, Israel. A few days later, the crowds surge into Jerusalem. The streets swell with people, for it is Passover. Nazarene preachers stand on the corners, thundering out, Jesus is Messiah. Even now he sits on the right hand of the Father in glory, and he pours out his Spirit. Fights break out. Tensions escalate in the city. But Hanan ben Hanan, the high priest, has a plan. He summons the aged bishop James to the summit of the temple. Ah, Yaakov, your people below, a little over-enthusiastic, no? Maybe you can calm them. All this Jesus talk, as if Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father in the heavenlies. Yaakov, they will listen to you. You are their bishop, their teacher. Were you not also the Nazarene's brother? Calm them. Let's de-escalate things. The old man, the aged bishop, stares off the parapet at the crowd's mass below. He smiles. A final test. A final trial. Temptation. A joy to be a complete sacrifice. The old man turns to the high priest, Hanan. Ah, Hanan, son of Hanan. But you see, it is true. Jesus does sit at his Father's right hand in the heavenlies, and he will come again on the clouds in glory. The smile widens on the old bishop's face. Why do you think I come day by day, hour by hour, to fall on my knees in the same place, in the holy place, to pray? Whose name do you think I pray in there, here, in the temple? Whose name do I pray in before the veil? Why do you think I come to this place? It is so I can be near to my brother, my Lord, for he sits in the Holy of Holies, enthroned above the cherubim. He sits at the Father's right hand. And so, yes, he is king. At these words, Hanan's face seems to relax, and a smile plays at the corners of his own lips. So be it. By your own mouth. He nods to one of the members of the Sanhedrin gathered there, a burly fellow. And this particular member of the court steps forward and kicks James square in the back. The old man tumbles off the parapet belly first, his thin arms flailing, his beard and long tangled Nazarite hair corkscrewing sideways. And then the sick crack. The old bishop lays on the temple pavement, his camel knees splayed out, blood pooling round his waist. He is not dead. He heaves out wheezes of breath. The crowds stare at this dying old Christian who reminds them much of the lambs that have been slaughtered not 50 feet away. Hanan and his henchmen descend from the parapet. Some of the young priests who had been in the temple days before are shaking their heads. Sacrifice because of jealousy. And they hang back as the henchmen roll up their sleeves and pick the jagged stones from the courtyard and begin to drop them on Yaakov's chest, James's chest. But still, the old man does not die. He breathes out bloody foam and rasps once again, O Lord, have mercy on your people Israel. And one of the young priests at the back is sobbing now. He is praying for us. Stop it. But the burly member of the Sanhedrin, a fuller by trade, picks up his staff and brings it down with a resounding on the old man's head. And James, the brother of Jesus, the bishop of Jerusalem for 30 years, is dead. My brothers and sisters, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations and trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Blessed is the one that endures temptation, for when that person is tried, they shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Sisters and brothers, This morning, the triune God offers us this gift from St. James, the brother of Jesus, these words as a gift. You see, there are many people who will tell us to be happy in our sufferings, many people who have no suffering of their own, often overeager young pastors, well-intentioned do-gooders, and friends who don't quite know what to say, but whose lives perhaps have not tasted pain. But God does not give us one of these. He gives us the aged bishop, the old man whose life has been one long crucifixion of daily prayer, knees practically broken in the temple, a man who dies a martyr's death and counts it all joy. Only a St. James can say these words to us. Count it all joy, brothers and sisters, when life gets hard. Count it all joy, because you see, God is using this to make you patient, enduring, participating in the cross and sacrifice of Jesus. God is using this to make you into a cross-shaped people. And if you share with him in his cross, then you will also share with him in the crown of life, the resurrection of the dead. God gives us a St. James to say these words to us. A man who counted his final test a joy. And even now, this morning, across the boundary between heaven and earth, St. James calls to us by the power of the Spirit. Once again, he is in the temple, surrounded by the other priests, the other presbyteri, elders, one of the 24. He falls down on his camel knees once again, and he takes off the crown on his head and throws it before the one on the throne and the slain lamb. A joy, says the martyr. A joy to suffer, for it is all worth it to be one with Jesus in death and in resurrection life. And so his words cross the barrier to us this morning. My brothers and sisters, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials and temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Blessed is the one that endures temptation, trial. For when that person is tried, they shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. And so, before the sevenfold blazing Spirit of God, James says, come, count it all joy when you fall into trials and difficulty. Come, participate in the crucified one, and so find resurrection life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.